This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. I hope it's going to be a really special day for you. If you're with me yesterday morning, I said that we'd talk again today about the topic, a life that matters, that no matter who you are, you can make a difference. Everyone can make a difference. And I was talking about the early followers of Jesus Christ who made a difference and people since then. The greatest difference in all of history actually has been accomplished by Jesus Christ, what he did, and the followers who've taken up his cause. So I want to get back to this question. What do you do if you want to make a difference? How can you make a difference? How do you live a life that matters? Now, of course, it's a simplistic sort of question, I know, but the answer is to follow Jesus. If you want to live a life that matters, I think you need to follow Jesus and his principles. Okay, but what does that mean? It means, of course, something different for each person. What it means for me today might be different from what it means for you. What God leads me to do is not necessarily the same as what he'll lead and ask you to do. It could be totally different. But so the act of following Jesus will be different for every one of us. But I think the key here is to actually follow him. Wherever he leads, Jesus is our leader and we are following him. So I think it means that you have to be prepared to set aside your own agenda in favor of his agenda. Let me say also today that God does actually have a plan for your life. I have no doubt about that. He has some remarkable things for you to experience and for you to accomplish as his follower. But for that to happen, it means that whatever plans or goals or dreams that you have, and you might have had them for years, you actually need to do something pretty tough, and that is to set that aside so that you can give yourself wholly to God's agenda for you. Now, it could well be that God will end up giving that back to you in a way that you never imagined. The Bible actually says this in Jeremiah 29:11. I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good, not for disaster. They are plans to give you a future and a hope. So they're great words, aren't they? God's word that promises a future and a hope. They're good plans. You can trust God. So even if you feel like, well, it looks interesting, I could do this instead, God wouldn't really mind, would he? Well, whenever you start to think like that, remember this, that he knows best. His plans are better than yours. Jesus himself said that the reason he came was so that we could have a full and abundant life. He wants that for you and for me. But in order to experience that, it means that you've got to set aside your own agenda. Because listen to what Jesus said, if any of you want to be my follower, you must put aside your selfish ambition, shoulder your cross, and follow me. He went on to say, if you try to keep your life for yourself, you'll lose it. But if you give up your life for my sake and the sake of the good news, he said, then you will find true life. Now, where else could you get words like that? So trust me, Jesus said, follow my instructions. So give me everything that you've got. Don't hold anything back. Don't settle for anything less. He's really saying here, place your life in my hands and you'll find true life. So what it means, of course, is that if you want to make a difference, give him everything that you are. If you're not going to try and follow him while pursuing your own agenda, well, you have to think about it. There's his agenda or your agenda. So I think you can trust his leadership in your life, regardless of the cost. And there will be costs. There'll be times when you'll be thinking, I want to throw this away. There's going to be tough times and rough times. For many believers, of course, following Jesus has cost them so much. I think in the last 100 years, something like 35 million followers of Jesus have been martyred. That's a staggering figure. In the Old Testament, you've got people like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego who came face to face with this shocking situation. They could worship God and possibly lose their lives or obey an order from the king to worship a golden statue. But they chose to follow God. So there's a price. Being a follower of Jesus, being a disciple, it will cost you. So let go of the things, your positions or your power or your possessions. Someone who chooses to follow Jesus will give him everything there is. I think it's so true, and we need to understand that that's the best way. Thank you, dear Lord, for the fact that we can find fulfillment as we follow your agenda. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.